Immediately after the service, you are invited to have refreshments at the west end of the church, which this morning are kindly being hosted and provided by members of the ARC Club. And all are welcome, and we do encourage you to wait behind to have conversations one with another. On Saturday at 7, we're having our patronal festival choir concert, and this is a most enjoyable event. Many of you have been at previous concerts in recent years, and we are very grateful to Dr. Joe McKee and members of the choir for all their hard work with the many preparations for it, starting at 7, followed by celebratory refreshments that the catering committee are working hard to organise. But all of the choir rehearsals and all the work being done to provide refreshments will only be of maximum benefit if we come along in good numbers to enjoy the evening. And this evening for the choir concert on Saturday is for members of the community, it's for extended family and friends, so do please invite your neighbours and all to come along to enjoy musical excellence and delightful refreshments. Proceeds by voluntary donations are for the Church Refurbishment Fund. Next Sunday, Daniel Sadlier, along with Bill Craven and John Kerr, are going to be confirmed in St Mark's Parish Church in Newton Ards, and we do want to wish them well and assure them of our prayers for the confirmation next Sunday. We observe now a few moments' silence.
The Lord be with you. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please stand. O Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth will obey you.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, now shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
I will offer to you a sacrifice. God promised mercy to our forefathers, to Abraham and his children forever. But in Abraham's old age, his hope of having children had faded. Angelic messengers declare there will be a miraculous birth. The Old Testament reading is from Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 to 15. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour, knead it and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant, who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age, and it had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh, for she was afraid." He said, "Oh, yes, you did."
There are too many people demanding to hear Jesus and to be healed by him. So he commissions 12 others to share his labor, to work in his name with his authority and power, bringing in the kingdom. The New Testament reading is from Matthew chapter 9, beginning at verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First Simon, also known as Peter. His brother Andrew, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions: "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment."
Of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Words from our New Testament reading. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them. Jesus had been busy, going to many towns and villages, preaching about the kingdom of God, offering support to people in different settings and different circumstances and different situations. And then came a realization: the crowds were growing in number because he taught with authority, unlike the scribes. And more people were coming to hear Jesus and to receive the blessings of his ministry. And Jesus, being practical as he always was in so many different circumstances, realized that on his own he was not going to get very far in the ministry that had been entrusted to him by his Father God. And so he sets out to appoint the 12 disciples. And that's what we heard in our New Testament reading. 12 ordinary people who were doing an ordinary day's work, and Jesus came along and invited them to share in his ministry and in his work. And that perhaps is a salutary lesson for all of us, because so often we come to the unfortunate conclusion that we think we can do it all on our own. And of course we realize that is not possible. And asking for help and asking for support and asking for companionship to assist in the work can be difficult for us to do. Perhaps pride gets in the way, or perhaps other aspects of our personality get in the way. But Jesus sets a wonderful example. He asked 12 ordinary people to help him. And what's more, they did. There was no procrastination. There was no hesitation. There was no objection. There was no excuse. There was a simple desire to say yes and to get on board. Ordinary people doing ordinary work, and Jesus comes along and says, "Come, follow me." And that's what they did. And Jesus was now being supported by those 12 disciples, each of them from their own setting and their own experience, sharing in the work of ministry, and yet offering support and blessing to Jesus as he in turn was offering support and blessing to them as together collectively they went forward. Here in St. Columba's, we are immensely privileged to have very much a team focus in our ministry, in our work here in this parish. And in that regard, it is a very great delight to welcome back Canon Ken Smith from his holiday in Canada, where he was visiting his son Peter, his daughter-in-law and grandchildren. And yet, when we come together as a team, each of us giving of our own skills, each of us giving of our own experience, we can do so much more. And that is exactly what Jesus was experiencing with the calling of those 12 disciples. And yet, when everybody gets involved, the team is strengthened, there is more experience, there is more support to reach out and to serve as best we can, no matter what the circumstance. Throughout these past weeks, the United Kingdom has been experiencing horrendous tragedies. We saw the events of the bomb in Manchester. We saw the killing of those people on London Bridge. And then during this past week, the horrific tower burning in London, where so many people over these weeks have suffered so terribly and have lost their lives. What we have seen in the midst of all of it has been heroic responses from the fire brigades, from the emergency services, from the medical profession, from people out in the streets, from local residents, from people in communities and towns, going the extra mile and beyond to offer what support they can to people who are in such horrendous distress. The scale of such compassion has been absolutely amazing. People being Christ through the giving of themselves to offer practical help, not platitudes, not pious answers, not like the priest and Levite walking by on the other side because they're too busy doing their own diary agendas, but being like the Samaritan and stopping in the midst of such awful events to give what little they can to support. And every little bit, and every little bit, and every little bit coming to give what is necessary to sustain people. Very early this morning, when I was looking at the early BBC morning news on the television, before our first service, there was a man being interviewed who came across those terrorists who knocked down so many people on London Bridge, who were armed with knives. And he said there he was, happened to be in the place where they were. And what he was trying to do was simply to buy time before the police would arrive to take over. And through that, many people have been spared suffering, while he himself has suffered immeasurably through the knife attacks that he had. A man out and about, doing what he could to offer support. Jesus, when he called his disciples, had them involved in all sorts of circumstances, and through their ordinary lives, they were able to do extraordinary things for God and for the work of ministry that Jesus was doing. But what about us? Each one of us is called to be a member of a team here in this parish. Each one of us has got many, many gifts, different skill sets, different experiences. And what can we offer? What can we give? What can we do that can help the team in the work of ministry? Because for Jesus, he called those disciples a journey that was going to take them to the cross. But giving thanks that Easter was on the horizon. For me, this past week has been one of memory, one of thanksgiving, as I celebrated the 25th anniversary of my ordination and this cross made from one of the pews in my home parish church of St. Nicholas's Collegiate Church in Galway, where for me that sense of teamwork first began. But giving thanks that the risen, ascended Christ is with all of us, with those words ringing in my ears when Christ said, "Lo, I am with you always to the close of the age." It is that which gives to us the sense of pick me up to serve Christ, knowing we're not on our own, no matter what is before us or what is around us, but Christ is with us. May we be with Christ, and may we give of ourselves, and may we do what we can to love God and love our neighbour. That's what those disciples did. And may we, as ordinary people, do likewise. And may we encourage people to get involved, knowing Christ is with us always. May we be with him always, too, to show compassion. And now to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ascribed is most justly due, all might, majesty, glory, dominion, and power, henceforth and forevermore.
Amen. Amen.
We profess together our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the Queen. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within us. The appointed prayer or collect of this day. O God, the strength of all them that put their trust in thee, mercifully accept our prayers. And because through the weakness of our mortal nature, we can do no good thing without thee, grant us the help of thy grace, that in keeping of thy commandments, we may please thee both in will and deed, through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, in whom we live and move and have our being, we humbly pray that your Holy Spirit may so guide and govern us, that in all the cares and occupations of our daily life, we may never forget your presence, but may remember that we are always walking in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we come before you this morning, thankful for your care of us during the last week in which so much has happened. We thank you for our clergy, John, Ken, Walter, and also Karen, for their leadership and ministry. We also pray for all the leaders in the Belmont and District Council of Churches who, over the past years, have helped many to come to terms with change and to become more tolerant of diversity and different views. It came as quite a shock to hear and read in the mainland press that we are regarded as very backward and conservative, whether we voted or not. Maybe we haven't changed as much as we thought. So, Lord, we ask you to show us how we may serve you more faithfully. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Maybe also remember that during your time on earth, you were regarded as very radical, a troublemaker for the authorities. So please show us if we have become too complacent and comfortable. If you want us to change, give us grace to follow your leading. even if it is way outside of our personal comfort zones. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for Tim Fallon, the Liberal Democrat leader, who felt he had to resign this week because, being a committed Christian and leading a political party, did not sit well with his conscience. It was mainly his views on human sexuality which caused him a problem, a position that we in this island can fully understand. Our church battles with the complexities of this issue, and we ask, Lord, that you will lead us towards what you want. As the debate goes on, may we be good listeners, always remembering that we are all your children, so love and compassion must remain uppermost in our minds. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for other persecuted Christians in this country and throughout the world. We thank you for your promise, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus, you did warn us that in this world we would have trouble, but also that it was not inevitable. We pray for all governments who work for justice and peace and urge them to find ways to reduce and then end all persecution. Just as Paul appealed to Caesar to seek justice, so our government can appeal to secular governments elsewhere. We pray for strength and courage for those experiencing persecution, and that your peace, which only you can bring, will sustain them in their times of trouble. Lord, in your mercy. Tear Fund have asked for prayer about climate change and the impact it has on the poorest. This is part of Speak Up, an initiative from the Climate Coalition about loving our neighbours in the poorest countries that are hardest hit by climate change, causing cycles of drought and floods with devastating results on crops, causing famine. We thank you for all the volunteers who raise funds to send to these countries to help villagers fight the poverty which leads to forced marriage for girls and lack of education for all children. Help these communities to see that education is the first step away from the grinding poverty many experience now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, you were only with us on earth for 3 years, and not all your sayings and teachings have been recorded. You told your disciples that you could not tell them all they needed to know, but promised that your Spirit would guide and lead them after you had left. Our times are very different from those you knew so well. So, Lord, we ask that your Spirit would lead us into your truth for our times today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Now, Lord, we bring to you the most devastating event of this last week, the terrible fire in the Grenfell Tower. We ask your blessing, help and comfort for all those caught in the fire. 120 flats, 120 families caught up in the drama whose lives have been changed forever. We thank you for the work of the emergency services working under tremendous stress, and for those individuals who will remain scarred forever by the events of that night and the next day. We also thank you for the work of the medical staff in the hospitals concerned and for the immediate aid of neighbours and friends whose outpouring of compassion and practical help has been so inspiring. We pray that lessons will be learned and acted upon to prevent such a tragedy from ever happening again. Lord, in your mercy. I would like to end with our parish prayer. And as we pray it, we think of our three young people going to be confirmed next week in St. Mark's. God, our Heavenly Father, make the door of our church wide enough to welcome all who need human love, fellowship, and a father's care, but narrow enough to shut out all envy, pride, and hatred. Here may the tempted find help, the sorrowing receive comfort, and the penitent be assured of your mercy. And here may all your children renew their strength and go on their way in hope and joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
pray. The words of that hymn, with the Spirit's gift, empower us for the work of ministry. Today and this week, we pray for our rector, John. We thank you, Lord, for his faithful ministry over 25 years as deacon and priest. We thank you for the experience he has brought to this parish, for his dedication, for his compassion, and for his energy. And as we thank you for his service to date, so we pray for him and for his family as we move forward into the future. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Go forth from this place in peace. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit remain with you now and always. Amen.